Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. You could almost condense the influences on the music of Aetopus with just a few phrases.
Video games, sci-fi and fantasy movies, heavy metal and Kitaro. I mean, if you squish it all together, it almost makes sense.
Brian Toole Jones is Aetopus, a name that he invented.
The A-E in Aetopus, the A-E kind of suggests time, topus, place. I capitalize the T. It's a word I made up, you know, it's kind of suggests the abstraction of, you know, what I'm doing. You know, it's kind of got an ethnic feel, but you can't really nail down a particular country or style or anything.
Brian Toole Hughes is a musician who spent a lot of time in his head. He was born in Quantico, Virginia in 1966, and that location tells you a bit about his background.
You could call it a military brat kind of growing up experience. I was bounced around between Yuma, Arizona, Quantico, Rhode Island, Charlottesville, Virginia, and Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Brian didn't follow in his father's bootsteps. Tall and gangly with a long neck and thinning hair, the 50-year-old musician doesn't look like he has a booyah anywhere in him. He took his fine arts degree and became a tattoo artist and then a social worker. At the same time, he was also playing in rock bands.
Well, I was in a power pop band. Embarrassingly, I listened to a lot of heavy metal, all speed metal. I think it gives the current stuff that I do kind of a sense of drama. I can almost hear the influence in there somewhere.
He eventually decided that the band thing wasn't for him.
I think it was about 1998 or something like that, where I just decided to go it, you know, by myself, and, you know, got some early version of Cakewalk. And started messing around with that and loved it.
He started making his own electronic music, and his initial sound owed a lot to heavy metal and punk. He released an album as Anthropile.
You know, that was kind of my one-man industrial band. It's pretty obvious the influences of that were things like Skinny Puppy and Ministry, Frontline Assembly. Political, fast, heavy stuff. So.
But there were other musical influences going on with Brian, and they were much gentler. It was music he heard his grandparents play.
My grandparents were liberal, conservationist. They were the New Agers of the 70s and early 80s, and they were into meditation and Kitaro and, you know, the Ray Lynch, that early electronic stuff. And in the midst of all my punk rocking around and you know, being a young, crazy person, I did have this collection of probably 20 cassette tapes that they had dubbed off for me.
That's a sound that influenced Aetopus.
Mm-hmm.
The music of Atopus is exotic and electronic. There are hints of world music in his instrumental samples and a tendency towards Asian pentatonic scales. Almost everything he composes is centered on a groove that will run straight through a given composition.
I'll lay down 30, 40 tracks, 10 minutes long, and it'll just be this cacophony of sounds and ideas. And I will then start peeling away all those layers and try and get it down to its essential elements. And a lot of times, yeah, I will end up with 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes of kind of the same riff. What do they call it? Vamping.
You can tell from most of his album titles that Atopus is influenced by science fiction and fantasy. Between Empires, Tempula, Memories of the Elder, Angels and Machines, they sound like titles in search of a film.
I am also heavily influenced by the science fiction and fantasy film feel of the late 70s and early to mid 80s. Everything from The Dark Crystal to Blade Runner, John Williams soundtracks, all the stuff that was big in that little era worked its way into my style, I guess you could say.
Ryan Tull Hughes spent his youth between headphones, immersed in an alternate music world. Now he creates music for his own fantasy world.
I do like the idea of a kind of a future civilization that is very gritty and earthy and human, you know, with 3 moons in the sky.
The latest album from Atopus has a very simple title. It's called When, and it's out on 12 Ton Productions. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.